So as we move into the next parak, parak beis in Shaar Bitachon, so the Rabbi Mechai talks about how do you know? Let's imagine, he says, you are trying to find out, to figure out who is the best human being to rely on, a reliable person. Who's the type of person that you know? What are the attributes that that person would have that would make you most likely to rely on that person? So he lists seven different attributes that would exist, that would be, you know, make you say, you know what, this is the type of person I should rely on. And the seven are as follows. Number one, he writes, the person is a rachaman, and they love you. The person's a rachaman, the merciful person, and they're a person who has love for you. So that's not that's a good idea. That's a good place to start. A person doesn't like you, so it's not a good person to be relying on. They like you, they seem to care about you, they seem to be a merciful person, so that's number one. Number two, he writes, if the person doesn't pay attention to you, doesn't know what's going on in your life, so again, not going to be so helpful. But the person is someone who's paying attention to you all the time, and is always watching, and always worried about what's going on for you, and concerned about your life, and they didn't get caught up in other stuff, but they're always right there paying attention to you. Good, that's a good second thing. So one, the person cares about you very much, they're a rachaman, they love you, and number two, they're actually always paying attention to you. So you're like, okay, that's like a parent, right? That's like, you know. So number three, he says, it's very helpful if the person is very strong and no one can overpower them. So if the person wants to do something for you, they'll be able to follow through because no one could get in their way. A very powerful person. Number four, he says, the person has to be someone who understands me well so they know what's the best thing for me. The person wants to help and they're very kind and they like me a lot, but they don't really know me, so they can't help me in the same way. But if they know me well and they know what the best thing is for me, so again, that's another reason why this, you can see where we're going with this, right? Why this person is going to be a very, very helpful person to help me, to rely on. Number five, he says, it's also helpful if that person's been with me my whole life and they plan to be with me for the rest of my life. So again, they have a history, they understand me, they know where I'm going, they know where I'm headed, they know what's my potential. So again, that person has even more reason, right, to rely on that person because they really get me. Number six, he says, if that person is someone on whom you are totally dependent, that without that person, you can't get any of the things you want to get. No one can come near you unless they get through that person. And also, you can't get anywhere positively unless the person helps you. So if you're very dependent on that person, again, they love you, they care about you, they're rachman, they understand you, they're strong, right? All these things. They're with me all the time, and they can do whatever they want because this person, I'm totally dependent on them. Another very good reason to rely on such a person. And number seven, he writes, if this person is also about chesed, even when we mentioned this before, when I don't deserve it, the person cares for me and does things for me, even if I don't, you know, always follow through and live up to that which they expect of me. So if a person has these seven attributes, you can really imagine this is a very worthwhile person to rely on. And says Rabbeinu Bechai, of course, there is no human being who has all seven of those attributes. There's only one being in the world who has all seven, and that is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? And he says because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has all seven of these attributes, and he goes through, I won't take you through every pasuk. For each one of the seven, he takes through another pasuk that proves that the Ribbono Shel Olam has each of these attributes. And because of that, he becomes the ultimate individual, the ultimate being on whom to rely. Because all of these pieces, he knows what I need, he sees me every day, he's paying attention. He says he doesn't have hesach adas, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam can pay attention to each and every one of us all at the same time, right? And he knows what we need, he's been with us our whole lives, he'll be with us our whole life, etc., etc. And because he has all of these midos, so Kadosh Baruch Hu becomes the ultimate being on whom we should rely. And important to think about, I think sometimes we think about bitachon as simply like, I should. Right, like it's the right thing to do to have bitachon. It's the right mode of thinking for a Jew. It's not just the right mode of thinking for a Jew. It's that also, but it's that if you actually think about the way the Ribbono Shel Olam acts towards us and how he treats us and how much he cares about us, it's actually just logical at that point to have bitachon. Because in the end of the day, someone who has all of these features and is so interested in our well-being certainly can't think of anyone more worthy of our trust.